Good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. A little bit about me, if this is your first time listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. I am a talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. I am also the originator of something called the Vision Program, which specializes in developing long-term sustainable visions to transform not just companies, but individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I myself, I'll just tell you, I have a strong desire to affect real change, because as myself, I rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to one of real bounty and joy and love and meaning. And so my mission, and it is my mission, is to teach as many folks what it is that I know so that you can create the same remarkable life that I have learned how to live. Now, a little bit about this radio show. Well, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles that you will learn are based on you, yes, you, the listening audience, living your remarkable life, which is the basis for the magazine, the radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all of the work that gets delivered. I personally am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. I'm also very excited to tell you that I am a cast member of the recently released movie called The Journey. And The Journey stars Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Ridgely Goldsboro, Dr. Joe Rubino, Don Melinda Boyer, and some really other amazing, amazing cast members. And you know what The Journey is about? I will share a little bit with you about what The Journey is about. And it is about, you know, one man looking for a way to get life to work, and through his grandfather who has passed on, and 12 very meaningful letters, this movie has come to life, and it really is. It's a delight and a treat, and it's very, very, very exciting. Now, what I want to do is, before we get to today's guest, because I'll talk on and on and on about this, I want to share today's G-note. And as you know, a G-note is what I call a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. And you know what? It's just a little note. It's a little spot of inspiration, something to think about for the day. Because you know what I know? Is if you stay focused on the good stuff is going to happen to you. So today's G-note simply reads, "Dear friend, think in terms of what you want, not what you don't want." Simple, simple, very profound message. But hey, let's talk about today's guest. And this is going to be really, really, really very exciting. I have the author of Dare to Wear Your Soul on the Outside. Live Your Legacy Now. I can't wait until we start talking to Gloria Burgess. And Dr. Gloria Burgess is an international speaker. She's an innovative corporate consultant and an executive coach. She is the founder and the principal of Jazz Inc., a professional consulting and coaching firm for corporations and individuals. And we're going to talk about her book, and we're going to talk with Gloria. And in this inspirational book, Gloria Burgess uses the touching story of her father's relationship with William Faulkner. Oh, there's wisdom up in there, I can tell you right now. As a starting point to explore a classic topic, how to bring forth the character qualities of love, wisdom, trust, faith, gratitude, creative action, vision, and integrity. Burgess declares the sacred promises of legacy living as part of a transformational process that helps us connect to our past by honoring those who came before us, living with intention in the present, and freeing our talents so that we can realize our potential. Oh, there's so much that we're going to talk about. Gloria, Dr. Gloria, thank you so much for being here on Nothing But Good News Radio today.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me as a guest, Candy.
Oh, I have to tell you, this is so exciting. And tell me, is there anything else that I missed in your bio as I talked a little bit about you? Is there anything else you want to shout out there about your bio as we move forward? Oh, by the way, or did I pretty much cover the high points?
You know, I think you covered the high points. We can maybe weave some more information in as we chat this hour.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, tell me a little bit about, of course, you know, the big question is the relationship with your father and William Faulkner.
Well, yeah, I start my book writing about that story because it's such a foundational story and event in my own life, Candy. And I also offer it as a source of inspiration to other people. You know, that when you put your dreams out there and you dream aloud, you dream outside of the box, you know, you dare to dream big, then you never know what will happen. Because in the way that I look at this, you know, our job is to show up with all of our wisdom, our talent, our confusion, you know, our sense of you know, where we want to take our lives in the world. And I really do believe that when we do that, that other people, we tend to pull other people and resources toward us to help us move in the direction of our life's purpose. And that story is just so representative of how my father lived his life, and then how he, you know, inspired me to live my own life. So the little nugget of the story that I'd like to share with your listeners is that, you know, my father was born in the rural South in Mississippi in the 1930s, and, you know, he had never experienced anyone going to college before, but for some reason, you know, from the time that he was a very, very young boy, from, you know, 5 or 6 years old, he would talk about going to college. He would talk about living in a house with running water. Well, this was like not, you know, within anybody's imagination in his family, but he kept dreaming aloud, putting it out there. And even though he was discouraged a lot by his parents, he had that inner drive, inner determination, personal faith, and faith in God, and he was able to realize his dream through a series of circumstances that were just extraordinary, you know, for an ordinary person to have come into their life.
And so why do you say those extraordinary things happened to your father?
I think those extraordinary things happened because of his, I'm going to say his deep belief in himself, in understanding that, you know, he really had to work hard. He wasn't, you know, like he was expecting a handout from anyone. He expected to work himself into college and through college and beyond. I also believe that those things came to my father because he had a deep sense of gratitude, you know, for his circumstances. He counted his blessings no matter what, you know, form they came in. And he was just this, you know, bright, vibrant human being who looked on the bright side of life. And I believe that, you know, because of those things, as well as, you know, having this vision for his life, this positive attractor in his life, he was able to, you know, keep going to, again, pull people around him. And eventually, you know, someone saw this, you know, bright light, this potential in my father, his determination, and so on and so forth, and introduced him to William Faulkner, who became his benefactor and eventually became his friend as well.
That's some pretty exciting stuff, I have to tell you. Hey, listen, you're listening to Nothing But Good News Radio, and I am here with author Dr. Gloria Burgess, author of Dare to Wear Your Soul on the Outside. We're going to come right back in 2 minutes, and we are going to learn how to live our legacy now. We'll be right back.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? Amerijet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Amerijet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport to airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call Amerijet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, and I got quite a few posts and chats during that segment. A lot of folks heard me talk about the movie The Journey, and yes, it is available. You can get copies of it. Just go to my website. And if you've not been to my website before, and even if you have, there's a section on the website we affectionately call the Candy Store. And we always have a featured item, and the featured item is always a buy one, give one. What does that mean? If you order an item, we'll send you a second one to gift to a friend. And currently we are featuring as our featured item the movie The Journey, which was just released. So I encourage you to go to the website and go ahead and take a look at that and go ahead and grab a couple copies. But should I call you Gloria or Dr. Gloria?
Gloria is fine. Gloria is
fine. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, thank you. And, you know, Gloria, to be able to have a friend and a benefactor and a mentor like William Faulkner, to me, I just find that just, I'm just in awe of that. Did you know him as a child?
You know, I knew him, but very briefly. Mr. Faulkner died when I was about 10 years old. And by that time, my family had moved from Mississippi to Michigan. And so, you know, we have a lot of extended family in that area, in the northern Mississippi area. And so every, you know, a couple of times a year, we would always go what we call home, back south, and visit mm-hmm. our family and also visit Mr. Faulkner. So I wouldn't say that I knew him well, but I certainly have memories, my own memories, as well as the memories that, you know, the stories that my parents shared as well.
You know, and if folks aren't familiar with William Faulkner, he was a Nobel Prize winning novelist and short storyteller and considered one of the most influential writers of the 20th century, which is really very, very exciting. Also a published poet and screenwriter, and considered one of the most important writers of Southern literature. So
yeah.
That's pretty extraordinary.
You know, it is pretty extraordinary, and I didn't really get the connection. You know how our path is already lined up if we just take the time to slow down and really savor it. But I didn't really get the connection between that friendship, that family friendship, and my own writing until, you know, I was well into my adult years. But I believe that you know, that legacy, that life-changing legacy, not only affected my father personally, but also affected, you know, each and every one of my sister's lives and my mother's life in a very unique and special way. And for me, I, you know, have always admired Faulkner's writing, his short stories in particular. You know, I just think that there's a reason for that deep connection beyond the writer, and just having a sense of him as a person as well, I think has really shaped and influenced my life. One of the ways that this legacy, if you will, from my father dreaming out loud and dreaming outside of the box, one of the big lessons that I take away and teach to my clients and my students is, you know, never take no for an answer. if you really want something and you really think that, you know, whatever it is for you, is to find a way to take that energy of no and transform it into a yes. And that's the way that I've lived my own life, Candy, for, you know, for the last 50-some years. And the results have been just extraordinary as well.
Well, you and I have the same heart and mind when it comes to this thing called never saying no and the power of being persistent. You know, I personally, I am a bona fide country girl. Mm-hmm. And, if you take me anywhere into any part, whether it's northern country, southern country, for any long period of time, yes, the accent does come back. I was speaking to a wonderful guy from Alabama yesterday, and I was doing my y'alls all afternoon yesterday. But I also came from a place of not having nothing and understanding that big dreaming piece and never giving up. And what I learned along the way is that we're not meant to just sit around dreaming about the things that we can do. And it's up to us to take that action and turn our dreams into reality. And I believe, I think you mentioned it in the last segment or a little bit or somewhere, I think I heard you say it or whisper it or think it about all of the untapped gifts that we have inside and that we all have potential. And it's about stepping out and making the best of every opportunity. But I know sometimes things show up that are less than the way we want. And I don't think that people really realize that oftentimes those things are just lessons in committing to yourself and self-discipline and sticking to it, even if you don't want to, and just continuing to focus on those gifts and talents and making room for those and never saying no.
Exactly. And, you know, there's a lot that's written these days about happiness and gratitude and so on, and some people connect the two, and I actually think that they are intimately connected. When I think about the lessons that I learned and the blessings that I received along the way, you know, I talk about my personal village. You know, it takes a village to raise a child, right? And I think about my personal village and the blessings that I got from those people who just poured, their heart and their soul into raising me into to become the woman that I am. And there were some hard knocks along the way. I don't think anybody gets out of Dodge without having those hard lessons. But I think the real key is to view the difficulties, the hard knocks, the speed bumps as blessings, as well as all of the things that we view as positive. Because all of that, all of the lessons, all of the blessings shape who we are. And we wouldn't be the wonderful, vibrant, brilliant souls that we are without the hard knocks, as well as the not so hard knocks,
as well as the good stuff. You know, I hear you, and it's willing to, when that stuff shows up, not letting it scare you away from your intended path. And I know for me personally, I can say that with some pretty tough stuff in my history, I can pretty much say it's the tough stuff that helped reveal me to myself in the biggest way. I'm not saying go out and seek for things to be hard, but if something hard shows up, be willing to allow that piece to just reveal who you are to yourself, and which kind of brings me to your title of your book, Dare to Wear Your Soul on the Outside. And, there are terms like soul bearing and bearing your soul and also soul searching. Tell me what you mean by wearing your soul on the outside.
What I mean by that is, I think most people know that little song, This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine. I think about that song a lot, and that's the best way that I know to talk about what Dare to Wear Your Soul means. We are put here on Earth for a unique purpose. You know, each and every one of us has a unique fingerprint, a unique footprint, a unique signature, if you will, and each of us, I think, has a unique soul print. And if we don't bring our light forward and let it shine in our own lives, in our family, in our communities, in our neighborhoods, then who's going to do it, right? So we miss the opportunity. And so Dare to Wear Your Soul on the Outside is really about stepping up and being the creative, brilliant person that you are intended to be. It's not about hiding out. It's not about editing yourself. It really is about letting your best light shine. And again, it's not about necessarily being loud and big, like you don't have to be written across the sky about it, right? It really is about being in your own skin and knowing that you have very special, unique gifts that can only come through you. you know, you and I may share the same kind of passion, Candy, about whatever it is in life, but because of your background, because of your family history, you know, because of how you, how things move through you as a youngster and as a young woman and now as a mature woman, you know, your expression of that same passion is going to be remarkably different than the passion coming through me. And so Dare to Wear Your Soul on the Outside is about letting your light really burn brightly. The other part of it that I want to emphasize is that you do so not just for yourself, but also on behalf of somebody else. So it's about relationship. You know, human beings, we are made to be in relationship. So this is also about reaching out to others and, you know, building a bridge and reaching out and, you know, extending a helping hand to other people. So it's not just about you. It's about you bringing your own best stuff forward so that you can also build a bridge for somebody else.
So folks that are listening, and they're saying, okay, this sounds real good. I'd like to shine. What's my first step? Help me shine.
Well, you know, I would say I don't think people need help shining. I think they need a moment to step back and to say, you know, what makes me feel so vibrant, so alive that I can't not do it? I can't not be it. And that really is the way to discover your light and what you know, what your special gift or gifts are that you have to offer. You know, maybe it's being in conversation with other people, you know, having somebody over for coffee or going out for a walk and offering the gift of encouragement or support or whatever it happens to be. You know, maybe it's you know, you're the best cook in the neighborhood, and you have a talent for not only cooking but pouring your love, for pouring your heart into that, into those meals that you create. So whatever it happens to be, you know, I don't think anybody needs help finding it. We need to slow down long enough so that we can step back and say, you know, what is it that just really lights my fire? And for those people who aren't able to see that in themselves, that's why we have other people in our lives. You know, listen to the feedback that you get from other people, the compliments that you get. That's a way of saying, you know, that's feedback that I should take a look at, because those people are seeing something in me that gives them joy or that connects with them in a special kind of way. So take the opportunity to notice that and then to play it back to yourself and to, you know, really, you know, see if that's, you know, something that you're offering on a regular basis, on a daily basis in your life.
Hey there. We are listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. Hear that music? That means we're going to go to another commercial break. And I am loving this conversation about how to dare to wear your soul on the outside. Dr. Gloria Burgess will be right back in 2 minutes.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet offers scheduled all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Sprout. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, Candy G. You've made us all proud.
Candy G.
Welcome back. This is Candy G and Nothing But Good News Radio. Now, before we get back to our special guest, I want to share with you, we have a very special event coming up, and that is going to be on March 7th. And are you committed to women? Well, the National Association of Women Business Owners, NABO, will be recognizing five outstanding women in the community at the annual Bravo Awards on March 7th at the Westin Hotel in Fort Lauderdale. Join us for this prestigious event that showcases the power of women in business and their positive impact on our society. For reservations and sponsorship opportunities, please contact NABOBravo@gmail.com, and that's NABOBravo@gmail.com, or you can go ahead and you can email me, CandyG@CandyG.com. That's CandyG@CandyG.com. And I'm very happy to say that I am one of the honorees this year. It's a very exciting and prestigious honor. I am completely humbled and delighted. So I will be there March 7th. I hope you come out and watch the magic happen. So, you know, Gloria, and you say, okay, people don't have to find it. They don't have to look for it. And it's allowing themselves to be, would you say, be authentic enough to just allow those pieces to show up?
It really is about being authentic enough to do it. And authenticity is, you know, another one of those things that we kind of toss around. So what does that mean? It really means being vulnerable. To yourself, being open enough to be honest with yourself, so that you can, eventually step into your own shoes and get out of the habit of living somebody else's life, of walking in somebody else's shoes, which we're very, very good at. You know, we want to please our parents, we want to please the people who raised us, we want to please our partners, our lovers, our spouses, whatever. And we do so much pleasing for other people, we displease ourselves. You know, so we're disloyal to ourselves. So authenticity is really about being open and willing to take a risk, being vulnerable to ourselves. And that really, that's a life's journey. It's not a click, you know, you don't just flip a switch and it happens overnight. It really is a lifetime journey. In my work with, you mentioned some of the things that I do earlier, Candy, and, you know, in the work that I do with my clients, with my students, most of my students are in a 2-year program, so they're, you know, in a graduate program so that they can slow down their lives and step back and really learn how to be authentic human beings. And I don't claim that we do it, transform them in 2 years, but we kickstart these people who are devoted to, you know, making a difference in the lives in their communities or their workplaces, you know, their corporations or government or whatever they happen to work. And this is the work, this is the real work of leadership in my, you know, in my humble opinion. There are lots of leadership programs out there that teach what I call the external competencies of leadership, you know, problem solving, accounting, decision making. But there are very few that focus on the inner lives of leadership. And so this is really, you know, what these programs are all about. So, you know, I would love to be able to offer your listeners a silver bullet, right? But that's not, you know, that's not how it happens. What I'm talking about is really a process of investing in yourself. And the first step is to slow down, you know, take a time out of time and to really, you know, reflect on, you know, what is it that's already in me that maybe needs a little bit more attention or tuning up or whatever it happens to be, maybe validation, affirmation, you know, so that I can bring more and more and more of that into the world.
Well, you know, I think if there was any silver bullet at all, it would be this thing called hope and letting folks know that there is the possibility that wherever they are in their lives right now, that there's a place where they can uncover what that piece is, their passion, their potential, their purpose, their legacy. And that piece, I think, if we wanted to give someone a silver bullet, is just letting folks know that the possibility exists, that you can have more, do more, and be more. I think a lot of folks get stuck in, this is what I've got, and I can't have any more.
Yes. Well said. I would agree with you. I would agree with you. You know, I was thinking about this gentleman in one of my graduate programs, and you know, on the outside, I mean, he looks like he has it made, right? He, you know, dresses well, he speaks well, he's got, you know, he seems like he has his act together. And you know, part of what he's learned about himself you know, his personal threshold, if you will, his learning edge, was really about, you know, unpacking all of that stuff, that exterior, and being able to say to other people, you know, I have this really recurring huge issue in my life, and it has to do with addiction. You know, he's a recovering alcoholic, and you know, he's been able to bring that kind of conversation to the students in the program. These are midlife adults, so these are, you know, 40 year olds and above, and to be able to say, you know, this is a part of my life that most people never experience, but it's a part of my life that I want to do something about because it's holding me back from making the kind of impact that I want to in my family and in my workplace. And so, you know, having that kind of conversation in public, if you will, has given other people that spark of hope, because maybe they're pattern, maybe their, you know, maybe their story isn't about that particular addiction, but it's something in their life that's holding them back from being the kind of human being that they want to be and making the kind of impact that they do. So when we bring our stories forward, when we bring those little jewels forward, you know, that we think might be something that we, you know, traditionally want to hide under the rug, it actually opens the door and provides that little spark of light, that hope, that sense of hope and possibility for other people.
I hear you, and that's wonderful. And, you know, I want to take a moment and do a quick shout out to one of our friends and listeners in Tunisia. Kamel, I know that you're listening, and you know, our hearts go out to you. We know that you've had a pretty tough time over there, and you're in our prayers. I just want you to know that, just so that you know. And because we get lots of folks, Gloria, that will chat while we're on the air, and we've got folks from all around the world listening, and it's pretty exciting and pretty wonderful. Back to your book. What do you consider a legacy?
Well, I think about legacy in a lot of different ways. You know, most of us think about legacy as connected with some sort of inheritance, financial inheritance or family inheritance or whatever. And I think about legacy as connected to both of those areas, but more so that we are in charge of the legacy that other people inherit. You know, in our culture, Candy, we think about legacy as connected with death and dying, and again, that financial or family inheritance, and other people, you know, get to say things about you. My way of thinking about legacy is that you get to be, you know, in charge of the choices that you make every day, the decisions that you make every day, who you decide to include or exclude from your circle of friends. And so that is the legacy that you're actually creating every single day. You know, we teach people how to remember us by how we treat them. And we get a choice if we're conscious about our legacy and knowing that we're actually creating it every single moment with every single breath and every single choice that we make. So legacy consciousness is what I am devoted to, you know, trying to get people to understand and embrace that, you know, we create the footprint, and we need to be conscious of the footprint that we create in other people's lives every single day.
And the thing that you just said that was interesting, it was like you said every moment of every day, and that we're always, I guess, building towards that thing called legacy, and that maybe people don't realize that it's important to be in those places at every moment and every day. And I would just imagine that you're talking about things like honor, integrity, gratitude, learning to be in those things at every moment will help to build a great legacy, even if you don't have a vision for what that looks like yet.
That's right. You know, in my book, Dare to Wear Your Soul on the Outside, I talk about the seven sacred promises of legacy living, and legacy is one of the sacred promises. But the other promises we've touched on a little bit, gratitude, another promise would be faith. and love or passion, vision, integrity, creative action. And I actually think about all of those things as the music, if you will, that we can create in our lives, and they're all interconnected. I spoke a little bit earlier about gratitude, and for me, gratitude is like the first one. It's the first promise. It's the most important one. If we can't be grateful to the people who've come before us and for them, then what are we about? How are we connected to one another? So I always think about gratitude as being about relationship to people, relationship to a place, and relationship to ourselves. I think that so much of what we have that, you know, is the bad news in the world is connected to people not really slowing down and stopping to appreciate one another, to appreciate our interconnectedness with one another, and just lack of appreciation in general. And if we could infuse our lives with that sense of deep gratitude, deep acknowledgement, deep appreciation for how we're all responsible for one another and to one another, you know, I just think we'd have a whole different we could recreate the world.
Gloria, you have me grinning from ear to ear. You do, because I know you speak to my heart. I know the incredible, incredible power of gratitude. And remember I said earlier on in the show that, you know, there's some pretty tough things that have come my way, and they've all helped to shape who I am, and I'm grateful for every single moment.
Yeah.
But 18 years ago, through 18 and a half, through a series of circumstances, everything I had was made to go away. Retirement accounts, savings accounts, investment accounts. I lost everything, and I was left on my own with a four-month-old baby to raise by myself. And when I sat down to take an inventory of my life, instead of looking at, oh, my God, look what happened, poor me, instead I made a list of all the things that I had to be grateful for. People ask me all the time, how do you keep your thinking on track? And I said, because every single day I take a look at what I have to be grateful for. And that one singular act of going, wow, I have a lot to be grateful here. I have my health. I have my ability to work. I have my beautiful baby girl. Maybe I don't have stuff, but I have plenty of years of studying laws and principles that tell me how to live my life in a positive, productive way. And so what I will do is choose to focus on those instead of focusing on, oh, my God, look what happened to me. And lo and behold, in a relatively short period of time, I built a sales team to the top 4% in the world. You know, people, and I share people, I teach people how it is that I understand this thing called manifestation and creation and vision and all of this works. But that one single act of learning to habituate gratitude, if you did nothing else but did that, I believe what you just said, we'd have peace in the world.
I deeply believe that. You know, I've had my own share of hard lessons. I was also born in the South, and at a time when, you know, it was very tough to be a black kid, particularly a black woman in that kind of community. I was told all kinds of things about my skin color, that, you know, you weren't good enough, too black to do this, your hair is blah, 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 you know, you'll never amount to anything. I mean, just one crop of negative messages after another. And like I said, you know, I also had this wonderful ring of people around me that I call my personal village. And of course, in that village, those people were lifting me up and saying, you know, you can do it. You've got what it takes. You know, trust yourself, trust in God. And so I lived my life growing up, probably into my early 20s when I was in college, you know, with these dual messages, you can, you can't, you're not good enough, you are, blah, blah, all of those things. And sometimes it was just like overwhelming, the negative messages. And just like you described, Candy, instead of focusing there, which I could have easily done, I mean, I could have become a wild and angry, you know, black woman, just, you know, I could have been in prison, I could have been anything, okay, I could have been not, you know, dead by now, right? But I chose a different way. And when you choose to count your blessings, your body chemistry actually changes. You know, the hormones in your body produce, you know, the chemistry in your body produce the kind of hormones that actually lift you up and give you a sense of forward energy rather than that downward negative spiral kind of energy.
But here's but the thing that you said here, I think, is the most important piece that people need to listen to, and it's that word called choice. Hey, we're going to head off to another commercial break, and we are going to choose to have some more great conversation with Dr. Gloria Burgess. Be right back.
AmeriJet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, AmeriJet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominica Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Welcome back. This is your host, Candy G, and this is Nothing But Good News Radio, and it really is nothing but good news. Before we get back to Dr. Gloria, I want to share with you another great event. And you know I only bring you events that I want you to be at because I know they're going to give you the kind of things that you need. On March 5th from 9 a.m. to 5:30, some of Southeast Florida's most dynamic businesswomen, entrepreneurs, and authors will gather for a business and leadership conference at the Sheraton Airport, Fort Lauderdale. This is the sixth Women's Empowerment Series conference, empowering women in business and leadership, and it is a working conference delivering dynamic experts and keynotes, insightful panels, dedicated Q&As, breakout sessions that are designed to work on your skills, goals, and pitch you 3 2-hour modules that will cover mindset, leadership, business, brand marketing, and networking with plenty of time for connecting. Here you will uncover new ideas, fresh approaches, and practical applications for becoming the bolder, more effective, and successful 21st century businesswoman that you want to become. This event is being presented by Deborah Shane, who is founder of the series and professional development company Train with Shane in cooperation with the Women's Business the Florida Business Women's Business Centers. Now, if you'd like information and early registration, just go to womensempowermentseries.com, womensempowermentseries.com, or give a call to 954-533-4848. And like always, if you're driving and you can't write this down, just contact me, candyg@candyg.com. This is going to be one dynamic women's event. You know, there are a lot of stuff out there, and there's a lot of things you can go to and just sit and listen to people talk for all day long. This is going to be very interactive. I have seen the module, and this is a very, very exciting day. And so I'm going to encourage everybody to come out, and that is March 5th. I'm going to get you tied up for March 5th and the evening of March 7th for the Navo Bravo Awards. Gloria, before we went to the commercial break, I just think what you were talking about was so key, and you said it. You said, I made the choice.
Yes.
And I know, like, I've done a lot of study as far as brain chemistry and neurology and how the brain works. And MIT had done a study on the biology of the psyche. What they discovered is negative statements and situations are 16 times more powerful than positive, productive ones. What that means is that negative stuff will suck you in. And so it's up to you to sit back and say, I choose to not go in this direction. I choose to go in a direction that's positive and productive. What are some keys for folks to make that right choice?
Awareness is the first key. You know, if we are unconscious of what's driving us, of what is driving the car in our lives, then we you know, the power of that negative space, like you said, is so strong. So awareness and awareness is one of those things that most of us don't have. I mean, many of us just kind of walk through our day, kind of sleepwalking, you know, doing somebody else's program. Like I said, not walking in your own shoes, not really being fully alert and aware. So awareness is, like, to me, the grounding key. And when you find yourself being pulled into this direction, and you know, you're kind of bumping up against the wall, things seem not to go your way. I mean, that's a clue for you that you're being unconsciously driven by something that is not working for you. You know, when you have accidents, for example, you know, maybe you stub your toe, or you know, maybe you have a little. Crash, automobile accident. Maybe you're not severely hurt, but that's a wake-up call. You know that something is pulling you and organizing you and driving you that is not serving you. And so awareness is key.
And you know, I appreciate the awareness of legacy today, because this legacy is a conversation that people are going to have. They're going to think about it and talk about it, because you've brought it to the show today. And we just got a little note from our friend from Tunisia, and like I said, we know things have been pretty hard over there, but they're looking up, I'm sure. And he sent us a comment, Gloria, and he says that legacy is one of the things that people have to use in the best way to create his life, his new life, and new things to others, because we don't live life alone, and that we must be transformed, and it's an art to save our own life and the lives of others. We try always to keep our honor, not to show the best face of our hearts, but we focus on what is good, love, friendship, and how to live. Mm. And Kamel, thank you for adding to our legacy conversation today.
Well, I really appreciate that as well. You know, I haven't said this yet, but a lot of what we've been talking about is the values of our culture, and I'm going to say mainstream culture, not just Western culture anymore, because our Western culture is infiltrating in so many different ways in different parts of the world. But so much of the time we think that success is about money, or fame, or you know, having right. these relationships with people whose names that everybody would recognize, and that's not it. That's not what success is all about at all. What I think about when I think about success is, am I being real? Am I being authentic? Am I living the core values that are important, not just for me, but for the common good? You know, for knitting together this thing that we call the global village, and am I being true to, you know, to what is enduring, and that is, you know, my deep connectedness to other people, my deep connectedness to nature, to the environment, and my responsibility to other people and to the environment, so that you know, my children and their children and their children's children will have a healthy environment to live in. And when we can get our heads wrapped around that kind of legacy and that notion of success, then I think we're well on our way to building the kind of communities and families that will, you know, that will be enduring and not so organized around chasing the things that don't endure.
Well, you know, and I believe, as you can already tell, you and I, I just feel you here. I can't even comment to that. I just want to say yes. But we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about Trapped in Transition when we come right back from this commercial break. Hey, this is Candy G and Dr. Gloria Burgess on Nothing But Good News Radio.
Amerijet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipment online and receive an instant discount. Amerijet website provides free codes and online tracking to all its customers. Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Ann from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, and you can always tell when we have a great guest because the hour zips by. Now, before we get back and talk to Gloria, I just want to share a story about legacy. And what's interesting is I was listening to that commercial from Amerijet, and they're one of our advertisers, and we love and support them very much. But there's an interesting story that happened over Christmas that I just feel very compelled to share. And this is a company that has offices in every country in the world, and they do cargo and they ship everywhere, and they do a lot of big, amazing things. But it was around the Christmas, I think it was Christmas or it was perhaps it was New Year's Day. It was either Christmas. No, it was Christmas. I think it was Christmas Day. And there was a woman in one of the islands, I think St. Kitts, and I'd have to get the story correct. And she was to be married on the holiday, on the actual day. And the dress was trapped in another country somewhere and finally made it to Mexico, which was supposed to make it out of Mexico into St. Kitts. And there were problems, and the dress could not get out of there. And so this woman was not going to have her wedding dress on her wedding day. And so the folks that that run the traffic patterns and set up things to get done and do all the things that they could do figured out that there was no plane that they could get it on anywhere, no other airline anywhere that could, even if it wasn't theirs, that they couldn't get it on anywhere to get it to St. Kitts as a cargo item. But what they figured out is that it could go if somebody was willing to get on a plane from Mexico, fly to the States, fly down to the island, miss their Christmas with their family, and hand off the dress so that this woman could get married on her wedding day. And so one of the employees from the station in Mexico did that, left her family behind for the holidays, and everybody understood. And the amazing piece of this is all of the directors and all of the people that work for Amerijet, nobody was worried about the dollar. Nobody was worried about the bottom line. Nobody cared that they had to buy plane tickets and get this woman out of Mexico into the island so this woman could be married. And they all saluted the efforts for setting out and getting this done. And that, to me, that's a real story of legacy.
That's a wonderful story. You know, legacy really is, like I said, all about bringing your light so that other people, you know, it's really about being of service and passing on the baton.
And think about how many big companies do you know? You know what they'd say? They'd say, forget it. We're going to lose money on this. Don't do it. Instead, it was, go, get it done, support it. We don't care. Get her married. Isn't that exciting? I know.
I love that story. And you're right. There are not many big companies. Small companies, you know, probably couldn't afford to, but big companies were able to do that. And what that tells me is that company it knows how to honor our humanity, and it knows that people are the most important assets, not the bottom line of dollars and cents. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, it was just a story that you made me, you know, think about and talking about this. But, you know, I do want to talk quickly about Trapped in Transition before we finish the show, because how do you, if you are trapped somewhere in a transition where maybe you've lost a job or you're thinking about a career change or you want to move to a new location or you're forced to move or a host of personal issues, how does living your legacy, wearing your soul on the outside, how does that equate to a transition period?
Well, you know, I think that I don't think about being trapped in transition, so I'm just trying to get my head around that, but I do understand what you're talking about. I think about transition as the opportunity zone. And, you know, many people see it as this period of chaos and confusion and the wilderness, which is what it is, but I also see it as this zone of opportunity. So what I would say about legacy living in that kind of, you know, deep period of upheaval is this is a time to learn. This is a time to really lock in to who you are and what you value and what is of value to you, you know, so that you don't continue the upset and the upheaval, but that you move through it with a sense of clarity and conviction and congruence. So this is really a time to say, you know, who am I? What am I about? What do I really deeply care about? And to declare those things out loud for yourself. So again, as you move through this transition and open up the trap, if you see the trap door that you're locked into, that you can create the life on the other side that does align with who you are, that does align with your values, rather than that frazzled person that you feel like you are in the midst of transition.
So we actually only have about 3 minutes before we're off the air. It's amazing. How can folks find you, and how is it that you can help folks when they do?
You can find me on the web. You can go to my website, which is my name, www.GloriaBurgess.com, and there are lots of resources for you on my website. A lot of people asked about, you know, Dare to Wear Your Soul on the Outside, and how can I get through all the exercises in the book and the, you know, just the wonderful things that are available to you there. I've created a resource guide that you can download from my website. It's free, as a way to help you step through the different phases of the book and the phases of your life as well. So I encourage you to not go through this, you know, my work alone, because it really is about relational work. You know, get a circle of friends, people who support you, who have your back, and gather them together and move through the different parts of the book.
Very exciting. It's awesome. And it's a wonderful book, Dare to Wear Your Soul on the Outside. And there is so much great, great, great information in here. So what is the... You know, folks were listening today, and the one thing that you want to make sure that folks walk away with?
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you on the work that you're doing and the awards that you've brought in and the show that you're doing, Candy. I think you are making a difference in all kinds of ways, so thank you for that. And the one thing I think I'd like to leave with your listeners is to really... count your blessings, because they're everywhere. And these days I'm beginning to think about blessings not only as, you know, the lessons that we learn, but also the miracles that surround us every single day. And our job is to look through them and to find the miracle, to find, you know, that gold that's shining right in the middle of our everyday lives.
That's awesome. And I just want to let you know, our friend Kamal from Tunisia, he sent a special thank you to you and a special hello, just so that you know.
Oh, thank you. And back to you.
Appreciate it. Hey, listen, I'm so glad you were here today. This was an absolutely great show. You're listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. And you know what I want you to do? Just get on out there and live life like you mean it. Bye for now.